on the air, everywhere. This is Metro South Podcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
Whatever. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? I'm just sitting here making noises. You're looking, hey, you're looking really good today, by the way. May I say, can I comment on how you look? Would you do wash your hair last night? I can see. It's shiny and it has a lot more body. Your hair has body. The hell does that mean? It's more like your body has hair. It's really what it is. Some dyslexic philosopher came up with that. Your hair has body? No, babe. You got that backwards, honey. There's no way that your hair can have a body. You've got body hair is what you've got. You've got hair all over your body. As a matter of fact, as many people know, when you get older, you actually have hair coming out of parts of your body that hair has never connected with before. I never had hair in my ears. That's no place to grow hair. You know, it's like rogue hair. Like, that's why they call it Rogaine, because your hair is supposed to be on your top of your head, you know? And then all of a sudden, it just starts migrating to various places. Now, men have hair on their face. It's called, everybody say it with me, facial hair. And men have to shave, and some women do too, and I mean that. Some women really should too. Did you ever see a woman with a mustache? Debonair? I don't think so. And I don't know why. If a guy has a mustache, you go, oh, that is sac of bleu. You got a sac of blue things there. You are a beautiful man with that mustache. That is so sexy. But if a woman has a mustache, not so much. Oh, what a beautiful mustache you have, mademoiselle. That is so sexy. Yuck. When I was younger, when I was like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, I had no hair in my ear whatsoever. All I had was earwax, which I could mold into the shape of hair follicles, but it was too much time, too much trouble, and I was busy. But there was nothing coming out of my ears. They were clean, pristine, skin-tight ears, man. You could eat a dinner out of my ears that was so clean. I don't know what that meant either. But now, all of a sudden, it's like there's a forest looming in there. I don't know, like, what's in there at all. I mean, I think I've got a bird sanctuary and African elephants in there. It's like a jungle in there, man. You need a bushwhacker. I got to whack my bush in there. Who would need a... And now, I actually, for a Christmas gift, Happy Hanukkah, for a Christmas gift, I was given... Oh, this is so embarrassing. I don't even know why I'm telling you this. I don't even know you. I was given an ear hair trimmer. My ears don't need trimming. Your ears are too big. Trim your ears down, will you, please? Size of your head, Prince Charles. Trim your ears back, will you? Got an ear hair trimmer, and I opened up the box and I thought, oh, this is fantastic. I can actually use this. And at the same time, it was like, oh my God, have I reached that point in my long, successful life journey that someone is noticing that I've got hair coming out of my ears just a little bit and that I need to do something about it. It's not so much having ear hair. It's the fact that I need to do something about it is the part that really bothers me. I don't want to have to do anything about things like that. This is an awful thing. And then you get further down your body, and most men don't have a lot of chest hair. Women don't have a kind of any chest hair unless it's blonde, which you can get away with that. And then you get down to the private parts, the parts of privacy. And men have hair down in the nether regions of Scotland, and so do women. And women actually shave that stuff off. I think they call it landscaping. I have a couple of Mexicans come in and take care of that for me. That was really distasteful, but mildly humorous in a large audience setting. This is not a large audience setting, so I have no idea if you found that humorous or not. I have no barometer, no gauge, no balls. I've got nothing here. I don't know what's going on with you. I give up with you, to be honest with you. And then there's manscaping, which I believe is not just getting a haircut. I think you actually do topiary down there. I really shouldn't be talking about this publicly. Your pubic hairs are your pubic hairs, and I think it should stay that way, and I don't know how it could be anything else. Your pubic hairs could not be my pubic hairs. So I think that statement was just rather obvious. It's just hair showing up all over the place. And then in the nose, what the hell's going on there? You actually need nose hair. I learned in junior high school, middle school to some of you, you actually need nose hair because it filters out all the impurities from the air, like the pollen and the oxycodone and the cocaine. It keeps all of that, you know, fresh. And yeah, so you need nose hairs. But then when your ears start going rogue, going rogue. Oh, that was the title of a book by some bitchy woman. Bitchy woman. See how... I can't sing. I'm sorry. I was making a joke about the song Witchy Women and exchanging the word bitchy. And that was the humor involved there, but it really went absolutely nowhere whatsoever. So when your ear hairs start going crazy, your nose hairs start going crazy, and they start growing long, and somehow the eyelashes, not so much, the hair on top of your head, not so much, but the stuff coming out of your ear and out of your nose, plentiful. So I'm trying to get more hair up on top, and less hair in my nose and my ears, and yet it's swapped in order to frustrate me in my later years of life. I think it's interesting that in your later years of life, stuff happens to you, and you can take two roads. You can either go, whatever, everybody gets old, and stuff happens to everybody, whatever. Or you can panic and go, oh my God, what's happening to me? Oh my God. Where are you in that? Are you an oh my God, or are you a whatever? I'm an oh my God. I am. That's why I have health insurance, so I can be an oh my God. My doctor just at one point got kind of pissed and said, why are you showing up here so much? And I said, well, for the free lunch. And she laughed, even though it's not funny because they don't have free lunch at a doctor's office. So I don't know what the hell she was laughing about. I think she would have laughed at anything I said because I'm a customer of hers, and I'm a damn good customer too. I show up on time, I show up early, and I'm a good customer. I make a lot of money for these medical people. My doctor now has taken a turn in requesting me to come in. It used to be, I used to, you know, complain about everything. Oh, I have a little twitch in my ass. I've got to get radiation. I used to think everything was horrible. Now, as I get a little bit older, I don't really give a shit about that much anymore. I mean, I got a little twitch in my leg. Go dancing, use it, you know, use it to dance better. You know, that, you can use that twitch because otherwise I wouldn't be moving my leg. Let's go dancing. You know, you know, or there's a little pain in your shoulder. You go, it's a shoulder. What the hell am I going to use a shoulder for? I shrug sometimes. That's about the only time I use my shoulder is I shrug. Hey, Ron, do you want to go to the movies? I shrug. I don't know. I don't raise my shoulders up, and that's the only time I really use them. So who cares? I don't really need these things. I don't need my ear hair either, but there it is. Oops, there it is. But now my doctor is like, I go in for a doctor's visit and she checks me over. I have a she, because if anybody's going to ask me to strip and touch parts of my body, it's going to be a female, because I'm a guy and I have no problem with a female probing around. Go for it. You know, I am your pleasure. I am your candy boy. I am your patient boy. Do what you will to me. But I don't want no guy groping my penis and shoving his finger up my ass. I'm sorry, but that's where I draw the line, at the ass. And if someone's going to stick their finger up my ass, it's going to be someone of the opposite sex. And not as a fantasy, it's just that's the way it's supposed to be. Nobody of the same sex doing it. If I were gay, different story, but I'm not. So, you know, I want somebody else in there. Did you have your breakfast yet? Did you have your lunch? Did you have your dinner? I'm sorry I'm talking about this. Anyway, so my doctor pretty much says, you're doing good. You're doing fine. Keep doing what you're doing, and I'll see you in 3 days. And we'll see me in 3 days. What are you talking about? Why do I have to see you in 3 days? Oh, it's a follow-up. Follow-up? In 3 days? It's not that extreme. I'm being theatrical about it. But she wants to see me like every 3 months. And I said, well, you know, if you buy me dinner, you can see me more frequently than that. You want to go see a movie? And she said, no, it's not that. It's medical reasons. I said, no, it's not medical reasons. It's financial reasons. Your medical group wants to see me all the time because I'm an easy target. That's all. You know, if I was 20 years old, you wouldn't be able to say that to me. But now that, you know, I'm in the other part of the lifestyle thing, you know, and you know that I have a little drink every once in a while, and I like to eat my food, and I like to not do anything, and you consider me a health risk for death. So, you know, so you want to follow up on me, and it's not out of guilt because you're not Jewish. It's pretty much out of the fact that you just want to make a lot of money off of me. And if my health insurance will allow me to come in every 3 months, let's do it, baby. Let's walk the red carpet together. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the opening of the program.
We put away the guns tonight. It's not a war we're in, and I'm drawing a line. You made a point a thousand times, and I'm not afraid to lose. Step away from the stereo. You're cringing out too loud.
Thanks to Metro South Podcasting, now you can get your Ron Van Dam anytime you want, as much Ron Van Dam as you want, any way you like to take your Ron Van Dam. Wow, this is getting really uncomfortable for me to read. Ron, did you write this way on purpose? Did you even read this out loud to yourself to see how it sounds? Yeah, actually, you know, you probably did. Okay. It's the Ron Van Dam Show on Metro South Podcasting. Just go with it.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're enjoying yourself. Hey, it's time for...
What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today? What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today?
Today? So today, the date of this podcast extravaganza is Thursday, January 8th, something like that, 2015? Crap, man. That's crazy. Okay. I podcast out of the New England area, what I call the NEA, the New England area. If I were dyslexic, I'd be broadcasting out of the A-N-E, but I'm not, so I'm not. It's freaking cold here. It's the coldest day in 4 years, say the weather people from outer space. They say, and I can name them all, but I don't have the time, they say that it's the coldest day in 4 years. Right now, the temperature outside of my studio is 1 degree. 1 freaking degree. That's all they could get together. They said, let's get some degrees together. I got one. I got 1 degree. That's it. With the wind chill, that means if it's windy, it gets chillier. It's like well below zero, you know what I'm saying? And if you expose your skin to this type of extreme bitter cold, you will adhere to anything that you touch, like super glue, and eventually you will die, and I would lose a listener of the podcast. I really don't care about your physical or mental health whatsoever, but I do care that you listen to the show. And if that's a form of caring, then let's go with it. So it's really, really cold outside, and the high temperature today is supposed to be maybe 8. They went out, they're going out later, and they're going to find more degrees to, you know, gather together a temperature, because there's one right now. And I think they're only going to find like 7 more of these degree things. It's only going to be 8. And I have to go out today, so I have to dress specially for the cold. That's why the what are you wearing kind of thing. Kids shouldn't be standing at bus stops. They should be, I don't know what they should be doing. A lot of the schools have a 1 to 2 hour delay in this New England area, Massachusetts especially, because they want to give the kids time to get to school, and the buses could be running late so the kids can freeze while they're waiting for them and all that kind of stuff. Think about the poor crossing guards who would just stand there and they watch these little shits walk across the street and make sure they don't get hit by stuff. And it's their job to guard the crossings of these children from the one curb to another. But yet they just stand there. That's awful. It's just awful. There's one thing that I really don't like in the winter. I don't mind things. I hate snow and all that kind of stuff. I don't mind the cold too much. But when you can see your own breath, it's really, really cold. And if you can see your own breath and inside your own breath are other breaths, that's really, really cold. If you can see your own breath and inside the breath that you're seeing is other breaths and also cadavers, that's really, really, really cold. And if you don't believe me, ask Walt Disney and Ted Williams, who apparently have been frozen. And don't start singing that Disney song or I'm going to have to get nasty. I don't know the Disney song Frozen. I don't want to know it because I understand the people who know the Disney song Frozen start singing that song to themselves and they end up in mental institutions and their children sing that Disney Frozen crap all the time and parents basically are committing crimes upon their kids in order to stop them from singing that stupid, inane song. I don't know how it goes. I'm not going to play it because it can cause havoc and death amongst any age group. But so Disney's Frozen. And for years, I used to go to, you know, I drive around and these big arenas, you know, the Dunkin' Donuts Center in Providence, stupid name for a convention hall kind of arena. But they would say, this Saturday, this weekend, Disney on Ice. And I knew that it was ice skaters with Disney characters, but I keep thinking, like, maybe they're actually going to wheel Disney out of, you know, his cadaver thing and just display him on the ice, and you go down to the floor of the arena, and you just look at Disney, who's just lying there in suspended animation. And Ted Williams, I think, he was just going to have his head frozen or something like that to preserve his ear hair and his nose hair. And someday they're going to come up with a cure for whatever they have, and then they're going to unfreeze them. I mean, seriously? What do? Throw them in the microwave for 10 minutes at a low setting at power 3? I don't know how you defrost a person. What do you do? There's no instructions. What, you know, defrost Disney, put them in cold water for 3 days and thaw. It's pretty crazy, isn't it? Anyway, kids should be bundling up today at the bus stops. It's going to be cold all day. I think Boston public schools are actually closed today because it's so cold, because they don't want the children standing outside waiting for transportation. And their pipes could freeze. I don't know if the kids' pipes could freeze or the school's pipes could freeze, but pipes could freeze. And freezing pipes is not something that you want. However, women who are between the ages of 22 and 30 today should be wearing that red tight little negligee and the lace panties with the that little strap that goes across.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today? Today, what are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today? Today.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're geared up for this. Sit back, get yourself a cup of coffee, cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be. And it's time for one of my famous, world-known stories, ladies and gentlemen, for your dining, entertaining pleasure. Here's a funny story.
Okay, get comfortable, everybody. It's time for one of Ron's funny stories.
You know, I was talking about going to the doctor and all that kind of stuff and being a regular, wonderful customer of theirs. And this is all the stories that I tell are absolutely true, although they're embellished and they didn't really happen. But other than that, they are true. On Monday, I had a dermatology appointment, and about the time that you start getting colonoscopies, which should be you're like 50 years old or late 40s, about that time, you should also start seeing a dermatologist. And here is why. Because I learned that your skin is like really fucked up. And this blows my mind. I hope you can hear me very carefully, because this is true stuff. This is true stuff that I'm telling you. This is information that you can't pay to get anywhere else. If you paid for this information, they'd say, no, it's going to cost you more, because this is so valuable. I went to the dermatologist. It was the second time I went, and I'm supposed to go every year. And what you do is you go there, and you take your clothes off, and the doctor checks every square inch of your body. I am talking about the tip of your penis to the top of your face. They check everything for pimples, skin tags, cancerous little looking things, anything on your body that doesn't make sense, beside tattoos, which totally don't make sense. Tattoos are beautiful pieces of art, but on your skin, nah, I don't think so. That's just my opinion. You probably have tattoos, whatever. Go about your life and enjoy, as I shall as well. If I want to see pieces of art, I'll go to a museum where I can leave and not look at the piece of art anymore. If it's on your skin, I pretty much have no choice. Unless I turn the lights off, which is probably what I'm going to do anyway. Okay, so I go to this dermatologist. By the way, it's impossible to get an appointment with a dermatologist. You cannot get a reservation at a swanky restaurant, and you cannot get an appointment at a dermatology office. You've got to do them at least 6 to 8 months ahead of time. So that means if something strange comes up on your body, you call the dermatologist's office, and they go, "Hello, dermatology." And they say, "Yes, I have something on my skin, and it looks really weird, and I'm very concerned about it, and it's like come up over the past few days, and it's getting larger and larger." And here's what they say: "Well, we have an opening in 8 months. How's 2 o'clock? Well, you don't understand what I'm saying, man. There's something growing on my body, and I don't know what it is, and I just want to find out. You're my dermatologist." "All right. How about 5 months? Can you do 5 months at 3 o'clock? "No, man, you don't understand. That's how tough it is. I don't know if, like, dermatologists kind of die off early or something, but I got to tell you something, kids. If you want to go to school and make a lot of money, go into dermatology medical school, because there isn't enough of them. I'm serious. Because when you get older, you're supposed to go every year, and they're so backed up. What a wonderful profession. There should be, like, you know, 2 week courses in dermatology, because I don't think it's too involved. I don't really know, but you'd be swamped. You'd be swamped every day with people coming in. "Oh, look at my skin. Look at my skin. Look at my skin. What's this? What's this? What's this? Oh man, I don't know." So I go to the dermatologist, and by the way, my dermatologist is also a female, because as I said earlier in the show, if someone's going to go checking every square inch of my body, it ain't going to be someone the same sex as me, because I'm a hetero. So it's a female. And I got to tell you something. I don't know the proper phrase for this. I think she's Chinese. Is that the proper phrase? I was trying to be politically correct. I don't know what anybody's called anymore. I really don't. I don't know what you call black people or white people and I'm not going to say yellow. If we're doing colors, I just referring to her as Oriental, Chinese. But she's lovely. What a wonderful personality she has. She's just wonderful. She doesn't smell like Chinese food, which is really nice. You don't want people that smell like Chinese food. She's just really, really nice. And, she's adorable. She's adorable. And she says cute, funny things like, "Let me look at your skin." Oh man, she's just really cute. So she looks at the whole thing. She says, "You're absolutely fine." And I say, "Well, what about these skin tags and these little things growing all over me?" And and you have them too. Cut it out. You know you do. And she says, "Well, how long have you had these things?" And I said, "I've had them since birth." She says, "No, you didn't." I said, "What? I just told you I've had them since birth." She said, "No, you didn't." She says, "When you were young," this is what's going to freak you out. This is the piece of information that's going to freak you out. She says, "When you were like 3 or 4 years old, did your mother take you to the beach?" I said, "Well, yeah, I think so." She says, "Well, do you remember going to the beach?" I said, "Yeah, when I was 5 or 6, yeah, my mother took me to the beach in the summer. Sure, like everybody takes their kids to the beach." She says, "Well, this is a result of that." I said, "No, listen to me." I said, "I don't go to the beach anymore because I am very white. I am Caucasian poster boy, and I don't go to the beach. I used to put tons of suntan oil on me and sunscreen, but now I don't even go to the beach, and I sit under umbrellas. I wear T-shirts. I take very, very good care of myself. There is no part of my skin, ladies and gentlemen, that is sun damaged whatsoever." And she said, "Ron," she said, "that's from when you were 5 years old." I said, "What are you talking about?" She says, "Yeah." She says, "If your mother takes you into the sun and doesn't put enough crap on you, lotion, it will manifest itself as skin cancer later on in life as an older adult. So what happens to me when I'm 5 years old affects things that happen in my later part of life?" She said, "Yes." So, my God, my God. So I can take care of myself as much as possible skin-wise, but if my mother took me to the beach at 5 years old, I'm fucked. She says, well, I wouldn't put it that way because I'm a dermatologist and I can't say fucked. But yeah. Wow. That is a funny story.
And that was another funny story from Ron. Wait, that was supposed to be funny? Wow.
It's difficult to have condescending comments with music behind it made by a young child in the third grade. It's very hard to swallow. I don't think I'm in love with my dermatologist. I think it's just lust. Okay. I'm just on a condescending kick, I guess. I don't even know what that's about. All right, what do you want to talk about here? What do you want to do? What do you want to talk about? let's talk to Donna Stone, D-A-W-N-A, Donna. She's Donna Stone. She thinks she's discovered a way in 14 days that you can lose considerable weight and change your eating habits. And at first it intrigued me. And we did this yesterday, so I'm going to not call this up on the magic phone, but call it up on the magic recording machine. All right, that's enough of you. Here's Donna Stone. I am joined by Donna Stone, the Healthy You Diet. It's a 14-day plan to help you lose weight with some great recipes. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning.
What part of the country are you in from doing this time?
I am actually in Tampa Bay, Florida, St. Petersburg.
Oh, nice. What's the temperature there? What's
you don't want me to tell you, do you?
I do, because I like to be disappointed.
We are in the 70s. Last week we were right around 80, and so wearing flip-flops and shorts with my kids over the weekend. So we're very lucky here.
Okay, you were right. You were right. I probably didn't want to hear that. It's about like 9 or something here. Okay. Yeah, I guess one way to lose weight is just staying out in the cold for 3 days, but that's not a good idea. We don't suggest
anybody do that. No. See, a lot of weight loss programs are like that, right? Crazy, crazy ideas to do to lose weight. And really, I just wanted to find a way to lose weight that was healthy and kept the weight off. You know, it got it off quick, but permanent weight loss, that was the goal.
So what you're saying here, I have the book in front of me, The Healthy You Diet, is there's a 14-day plan. If you eat like this with your suggestions in the book, then you're going to lose some weight.
Yeah, no, so it's a 14-day program, and it's about getting back to clean eating. Yeah. And while developing the book, I did a 14-day Healthy You challenge online. We've had nearly 10,000 people to date go through the program, and most people are losing anywhere from 6 to 14 pounds in the 14 days.
Oh.
And they're doing it by just going back and eating more naturally, you know, more clean, healthy, leafy greens, fruits, vegetables, lean protein, healthy grains. This is not a low-carb diet. There's healthy grains in there, even desserts in moderation. And so, you know, I was overweight for a long time. I had 40 extra pounds on me, and I'm 5'3". So having 40 pounds on a 5'3 frame is quite a bit.
Wow.
And I tried every fad diet out there. I did not try standing out in the cold for 3 days, though, like you said.
No, don't,
but
don't,
I tried every other diet, and nothing worked for me until I developed the Healthy You program, and the weight just started coming off.
Wow. Now, and interestingly enough, it's not you're saying, like, it's Monday, eat a card deck size of chicken. It's not like that. It's that your book is just like, it's like a whole recipe book of all different things, but you're saying if you eat within the confines of what you have in the book, then this is going to work for you.
It's worked for pretty much everybody who's done it. If you go to healthyyoudiet.com, they can read about the challenge, and I have a whole bunch of testimonials on there. For example, Mary H. says, since reading the Healthy You Diet, I've lost 16 pounds and feel 10 years younger. And that's something we're seeing, too. It's not just about the weight loss. Everybody wants to lose weight right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also about just feeling better. And people that are going through this program and following my 14 days, They're losing weight, but they're also noticing that they're sleeping better. Their complexion is better. They're not getting so tired come 3 or 4 o'clock. They have more energy. Their moods are better. So these are all the benefits of the program.
Okay. So if I eat according to your suggestions in the book, and by the way, it's a beautiful book, and congratulations for having pictures of food in it, because that motivates me to do this. If it was just words, I go, nah, I've heard that before. But the pictures are beautiful. I want to eat the pictures.
Thank you. Well, the book is unique in that it is a weight loss book, but the beginning of the book is all about the program, and the second part of the book is basically a cookbook. You know, it's 100 beautiful. Recipes,
nice.
Beautiful photography.
Nice.
I don't know about you, but I don't like to buy a cookbook unless it has pictures. I want to be able to see what I'm making.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, every day I go and tell you what to do for breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack. But then you also have so many additional recipes that you can bring in if you want.
Okay. Now, let's say, I know what you're going to answer, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Let's say that I'm like 6 days into the diet and I see a guy walking down the street with a slice of pizza and I'm going, oh, man. Is it something that I have to not do, or is there a little sneaky thing in there that I can do?
So I do Sunday night pizza night with my kids and husband every single Sunday. And people always say to me, well, wait a minute, how can you eat pizza? And I said, I can eat pizza because I eat the Healthy You diet program most of the time. So what I tell people is go through these 14 days just like they say in the program. Follow those through. You're going to feel so good when you're day 5, let's say, and you see that guy walking with the pizza.
Yeah.
You're going to feel so good. You're going to be dropping so much weight that you're going to want to stick to those 14 days.
Okay.
But after those 14 days, I believe in indulging in moderation. I like wine. I like cheese.
Yeah.
I like grabbing ice cream with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I can do all those things and not gain any weight and maintain my goal weight because I'm following the Healthy You diet program almost all the time.
Okay. So, all right, so you go through let's say you do the 14 days and then you have a slice of pizza or something and a small little dish of ice cream. But then you go back on the 14 day again, is that correct? I mean, because
absolutely. Or what you do is now you follow what happens in the 14 days. My main goal is to get you back to eating consciously.
Yeah.
So many of us are so busy.
Yeah.
We sit at our desks and eat. We watch TV while we eat. We drive in the car or on a train while we eat. You know what I'm talking about. So it's about getting back to really tasting your food and enjoying your food. And so that's something in those 14 days, really, you start learning, and it makes it so much easier to make good decisions.
Yeah.
But again, this is not something that is a fad that you can only do for a short period of time. I've developed the program so you can do this for your whole life. And so, yes, you can have indulgences during the program.
So what you're saying is once you get used to eating healthy, you kind of want to stay eating healthy.
Yeah, and also once you start losing the weight, you know, I know a lot of people out there say, okay, you should lose 1 or 2 pounds a week. And what happens to me, at least, I know from the past when I tried to lose weight, if I'm losing a pound a week or even
That's
2 pounds
enough.
A week,
not
by week 1, week 2, I'm discouraged. You know, it's not worth what I've been doing.
Exactly.
And so this program, you're losing 6 to 14 pounds in 14 days. You're encouraged. You're motivated. You're inspired to keep doing this. And you also feel so much better, you know, but the other diets, you never get to that point because you're not losing quick enough.
Hey, Donna, do you drink like alcohol during this period of time?
So there are days, if you're looking at the program, where alcohol, you can have alcohol. So there is alcohol. The second phase of the program, though, week 2, is 100% clean phase.
Okay.
And so for those 7 days, there is not alcohol. But then I talked to you about how bringing it back in moderation again after that clean phase.
I like this. I like this. This is different than the other 2,000 diet things that I talk about on the air here from people.
Yeah.
This is kind of different.
This one is doable in real life,
yeah.
And that was my goal. You know, I have a real life. I have a family. I have a job. I'm busy. I mean, and so I wanted this to work for everybody, and I wanted to feel like they're not on a diet, even though the weight is coming off so quickly.
I mean, I'm just looking through the book, and I want to eat the stuff in the book, so this works for me. This is very nice, very nice, very nice. I'm going to start tonight. I'm going to do some shopping and get rid of all the stuff that I shouldn't eat and go buy the stuff, the ingredients to make some of these wonderful dishes. And
that sounds great. There's a shopping list in the book, too, and also how to fill
up
that pantry of yours, so you'll be all ready.
Cool. Now, how can we get more information and get our hands on this book?
Yep, so you can go to healthyyoudiet.com to find out more about the book. There's also a link there. Or you can go to Barnes & Noble, you can go to Amazon.com, you can go to independent bookstores, pretty much anywhere books are sold. But if you do go to healthyyoudiet.com, my blog is also there, and I have a lot of new and great recipes on there on a weekly basis as well.
Wow. So for the price of the book, I can lose weight and eat some good stuff. And, man, that's an investment. That sounds good. Well, you kind of helped me with my New Year's resolution that I was too scared to make.
Oh, good. I love hearing
that. Yeah, that's wonderful. Donna, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I read the book, actually, because I was very interested in Donna's theories about eating. And I read a little bit more into it. You do have to really commit. She does say for the first week you can drink no alcohol, which leaves me out. You're not supposed to have any dairy at all, no cheese, no milk, no milk cheese. Almond milk pretty much is supposed to take the place of milk. Cheese is out. And yeah, you can have pizza, but like after like 10 days of this thing. And yeah, and everything's got to be gluten-free, no gluten for you. Whole grain stuff, which is more expensive and more calories. And I guess you do lose weight, but it's like cutting out all the crap. All you can eat is vegetables and that quinoa rice. It's not rice. It's like quinonia, Quentin Tarantino stuff. I don't know what the hell. It's very restrictive. And I just know that I can't do it. I did this cleansing thing, as you know, about 2 months ago. And that was so tough to go through 3 days of strict eating. I cannot do 2 weeks. I just cannot do it. So if you're just careful about what you eat and you don't eat crap every day, I guess it's okay. I'm going to add more fruit and vegetables to my diet. Stay away from the fried foods. Stay away from the ice cream, the processed sugar, the processed flour kind of thing. You know, just kind of stick to natural things and I should be fine. I want us all to be healthy for this new year. And not for this new year. I don't care if it's a new year or an old year. Let's just do things as best we can. And my goodness, teach your children well. Raise your children properly. I know that if they don't get their pizza and their ice cream, they're kids. They should be enjoying that kind of thing. But I don't know. I'm just kind of mad that my mother stuck me on the beach at 5 years old. And now I'm paying for it. She didn't know any better. I can't blame her. Directly, necessarily, perhaps not. Perhaps I can. But, you know, this is not a perfect world. This is, I mean, I wish it was a perfect world, but it's not. I also wish I could play the harp. Can you imagine being a harpist or a harpist? And you have this gigantic piano. A harp is basically a piano frame on its end. You know, is really all that is. And instead of hitting keys, you're strumming the inside of the piano. It's an odd instrument. And the only thing it's good for is dream sequences. Let's go into a dream. Give me that harp. Give me that harp player who took 20 years of harp so that we could use her for a dream sequence. That's all we need her for. That's all. Yeah. Thank you for your 20 years of musical instrument instruction so that you could do that for me. Yes. That kind of thing. Yeah. Right. Thank you very much. You have served your purpose in life. It's 20 years of instruction on the harp, and finally it's paid off to introduce a dream sequence. Thank you. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm out of time and patience, as you probably are. Take care of yourself. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. And I'll be with you again tomorrow. How about that? How about that, huh? How about that? Here we go. Yeah, man.